Lady Titans lead here at the one-quarter play. On the floor for the Lady Titans, Lizzie Hammond, Gian Hayes, Hallie Renfro, Libby Federley, Mary Claire McGibbon, and it'll be Southwestern ball to get things underway here in the second. Left side to Wood. Wood down in the corner. Harris down low to Freeman. Outside right side. Three in the air. This is going to be banked it in. Wow, it's going to be way off. Banked it in and fouled.
That could have been way off.
They could have been.
Gion, I believe.
Foul on Hayes, her first. And for Collins, it built a four-point lead, one possession in, a free throw away from tying it up, and it's good, and we're tied at 12. Inbounded to Hammond, right back to Federley in the backcourt. Libby walks it up right side. Seats it down low to McGibbon, over her head, out of bounds. I think Mary Claire just kind of mistimed the jump. I don't think that's that bad of a pass. Just jumped way too early.
That was a good look. I mean, she had a really small girl on her.
Warfield checks in here for Hammond. So Collins back to their starting five. 12 all. Southwestern with the ball. Left side. Cundiff looking to drive. Cut off. Being double-teamed. Deflected. And will go out of bounds and stay with Southwestern. So far, it's been Libby Federley providing most of the offense for Collins. She has 8 of the 12. Southwestern looking to retake the lead as went back and forth in the first quarter until Collins went on a 4-0 run to end things. Cundiff drives baseline, goes all the way to the basket, loses it out of bounds. Good defense by McGibbon. Scott, something that she did not do in the region, just stood her ground and, instead of kind of smacking at it.
That's right, and just stood there and, you know, made her shoot on top of it. And also, good job by Libby. You kind of helped, you know, pick her up as she went baseline, made her force her right into Mary Clay, and the girl lost the ball out of bounds. But they are doing a lot, really, really good defense.
Federley in the front court, right side to Hayes. Hayes, back straight away to McGibbon, left side to Federley. Libby looking underneath, nothing there, back straight away to Warfield.
I'd like to see Trinity just take it.
I would, too. I'd like to see him clear the lane for her and just let her take her one-on-one.
She's just sitting in the lane. She's not guarding Mary Claire, though. Mary Claire's out here on the...
Now Federley just backs it and back through the timeline, looks to reset. Left side, Hayes got a three if she wants it.
Deep. She's way out.
Yeah, you're true. Looking at the college line here rather than the high school one. Warfield, turnaround jumper, no good.
No, don't
and
foul.
Away with a foul on the other end. Floats it down low. Cundiff goes up, no good, but the foul on McGibbon will be her first.
Trinity got away with definitely a foul. I like that look down there, though. I think she's got an advantage, especially with her strength.
First foul on McGibbon. And Cundiff through the line. Her free throw good. Leading scorer on the season for Southwestern at 15 a game. That's her first points of the night. Collins will go smaller here with Haley Renfro coming in for McGibbon. Second free throw, no good. Rebounded by Federer. Noticed in the regional final, Southwestern went a perfect 19-19 from the line. And Federley nearly turned it over. And they do turn it over. Goes the other way, laid it up, and missed it. Wide open and missed it. Rebounded by Hayes. Hayes dribbling hard right side. Kicks it off Hallie Renfro. Corner three in the air. This one no good.
I like to see Hallie.
It's just not Hallie's strength.
I like to see Hallie kick that ball to Haley.
And on the other end, they're going to have a travel before the foul.
Foul underneath this, on this side.
Yeah.
So I was looking at the Southwestern's roster. One thing about this might be their first time here. They probably going to come back. They got one senior. I'm looking at Sharon. I believe the rest of them are juniors.
Yeah. 13-12, Southwestern leads the Collins. Still looking for their first points here in the second quarter. Hey, he's going to step back, shoot a tough three. Good!
That could have been an and one right there.
With you, I thought you may have gotten fouled. The Collins retakes the lead here, 15-13. 9:25 to go here in a second.
Gian just stepped right into that three.
Smitty with it out front. Going to take a ball screen by Foreman. Leave it off in the corner. Wide open, three in the air. No good. Long rebound. Down by Harris. And going to get Warfield with her second foul. See, and that's just all because not rebounding the first shot.
That's exactly right. You can't sugarcoat it no more. You got to get that rebound. That was her rebound to get, and it just didn't get it. I thought that was a really pretty ticky-tack foul, but still.
But she got away with one before that.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Back Harris, she's wide open from three. Got it. Southwestern edges back out in front, 16-15. 4:59 to go here in the second.
The most dangerous player on that is the person taking it out. That was her.
Hayes gets it to Federal, going to basket, spinning, has it just deflected and stolen. Close it up ahead. Smitty going to basket, laid it up and in. They're really keying on Livy in the half court. Somebody else is going to have to make some plays offensively. Leaves it off of Renfro and knocked away and stolen again. Smitty up bad. Dundas goes to the basket, laid it up, no good, gets her own rebound, and going to be fouled from behind by McGibbon. That'll be number two on her.
I'm not sure about that foul, too. She was really off balance. She caught it leaning back. Right now, though, Southwestern, we're driving. I mean, they're really a lot of hands in there knocking the ball away. Not clean as any kind of clean pass to the basket.
Free throw by Sharon Good, and Brooks will check in for McGibbon. And Collins now extremely small with both their big players, Warfield and McGibbon, on the bench with two. Second free throw by Sharon, also good. She now has seven, and more importantly for Southwestern, a lead up to five. You're 20-15. Haley Renfro in the corner. Back out to Hallie Renfro. Right side, Brooks open from three. She'll let it go. This one's short. Rebounded by Sharon. Close it up ahead. Deflected and stolen by Haley Renfro. Haley gets it away to Federley. Southwestern really running on the missed shot. Federley with it on the right wing. Collins needs a basket in the worst way here. Southwestern on a 7-0 run. Left side, Haley Renfro open, deep three, left side, got it!
Once again, though, Livy penetrating in, kicking out. Haley, that's five for Haley.
20-18 Southwestern, 3:38 to go here before the half.
Just like in the region, hit some big shots when you need it.
Smitty, left side, here to Harris. In the middle, wide open, nice pass across the lane, and scored it. Just wide open, Cundiff laid it in, and Collins wants a timeout. 3:26 to go here in the second. Southwestern leads it 22-18. You're listening to Lady Titan Basketball here on Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Bring your friends, bring your family, and bring on the flavor. Because nothing goes together like good times and the great taste of Zaxby's Boneless Wings with new Caribbean Jerk Sauce. Featuring fruity mango, habanero, and jerk spices for a flavor combination like no other. Try Zaxby's Boneless Wings meal tossed in our new Caribbean Jerk Sauce. Or customize your meal with any of our other 9 delicious sauces. Order ahead at Zaxby's.com. Or use our app and skip the wait. Zaxby's. Friends. Family. Flavor.
Zaxby's underwrites WXLN Radio. WXLN Radio would like to thank Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville has been in business for 25 years and is a faith-based family business. They have the best used cars in the area and offer buy here and pay here options with no credit checks. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. They're open Monday through Saturday from 8:30 to 5:30, and the phone number is 633-0022. Harry's Auto Sales supports Rockets and Titans sports. Need a quality used car at a price you can afford? Stop by Harry's Auto Sales, have a look around, and be sure to like them on Facebook. Harry's Auto Sales underwrites WXLN Radio.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned and operated community pharmacy. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the whole family, from medication flavoring for children to easy to remember medication packs for seniors, and we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. Located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
22-18, Southwestern leads it. Lady Titan basketball, 3:15 to go here in the second quarter. Left side to Hayes, back to Hallie Renfro, right back to Hayes. Just too deep to shoot the three. They'll get it to in the corner to Brooks. Missed it. Rebounded inside by Loveless from Southwestern. Handed back here to Smitty, and Collins really undersized here, needs to find a couple of ways to get a couple of stops here. High ball screen. Smitty going to drive right side, go all with the basket, foul by Federley.
So right there, I talked about Livy's strength on that end. That time, she used her speed on this end to get by her.
Timeout here on the floor. Full timeout, so we'll take another break. 22-18, Southwestern leads it. 2:47 to go here in the second.
So much can change in life, but a happy, healthy smile, that can stay with you the whole way. At Morton's and Family Dental, we've fostered healthy smiles for two generations, lifetimes of care and expertise. With convenient locations, evening and Saturday hours, insurance acceptance, and even financing programs, our family's here when you need us. Morton's and Family Dental, family-friendly dental. Call 502-244-9595 today, or visit MortensonFamilyDental.com.
Morton's and Family Dental, with two locations in Shelbyville and one in Simpsonville, underwrite WXLN Radio.
Paul Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville, is proud to support Rockets and Titan Sports. Steve Collins and his staff know that our children are our future and believe in our local sports programs and supporting our local community. It's important for all of us to take pride in our school system and support our students in any way we can. Good luck to all of our sports programs this year. Paul Taylor Funeral Home underwrites WXLN programming.
What does it mean when Citizens Union Bank says we go beyond expectations? It means we promise to provide customer service that will blow you away and to always focus on making it easy to bank with us. It means we look for ways to say yes, and if we mess up, we'll make it right. It's what we're known for. It's who we are. It's how we work. So give us a call at 502-633-4450 or check us out online at cubbank.com. Let us show you how we do banking beyond expectations. Citizens Union Bank, member FDIC.
Citizens Union Bank underwrites WXLN Radio.
Free throws in the air here by Southwestern. First free throw by Smitty. Good. She now has seven in the game. She and Callie Sharon, the leading scorers for Southwestern here tonight. Second free throw, also good. Nearly a 70% shooting team from the line, and they've connected on all but one here tonight, and they now lead it 24-18, 2:40 to go.
They're starting to get comfortable offensively, too. They're starting to get some good shots. Driving the ball to the basket against Collins.
And a lot of that to do with just our bigs on the bench.
Yeah, two bigs are on the bench.
Hayes looking to drive, leaves it off. Brooks, she'll shoot the corner three. No good. Ball on the floor, dug out by Hayes, and jump ball. Possession arrow, I think, will go to Collins.
Good job by Gion for getting on the floor right there. Brooks' shot, good looking shot, just barely, you know, just rimmed out. Those looks are open in the corners.
Southwestern pretty much giving you that shot. Looking, still looking, floats it in out to Haley Renfro, out to Brooks. Now Haley Renfro will come and get it near the midcourt line. Collins looking to run a little offense here. Right side Hayes. Haley Renfro wide open in the corner. Hayes will just try to drive it herself, flip it up and traveled with it. There's nothing there. They're playing the drive, and this, yeah. You know, you're going to have to hit jump shots.
They know it's not our strength. They have internet down there, too. They can watch them.
Right.
So right now they're playing us to, you know, as you mentioned.
2 minutes to go before the half. Collins trying to hold on here. Down low, Foreman goes up and missed it. Tapped up and rebounded by Brooks.
Gets away out of there by Haley.
Livy going to look to drive, spinning in the lane. Leaves it out for Halley. Back out to Pace. Just deep. Straight away. Well, I mean, that's 25 feet.
She can dribble it in three times and still be
no good. Coming the other way. Smitty, left side. Tacunda in the middle of the lane. Sharon, and she's hammered in the middle.
With Gion or Brooks.
Gion. It's on Gion. That's her second.
Collins foul number four. Gion
Hayes,
her second.
Well, this will send Sharon to the line to shoot two. Missed the first. Makaira Beach off the bench. I think going to check in for Hayes with her two.
Collins number four,
Makaira
Beach.
So Collins with three starters on the bench with two each. free throw in the air. Good by Sharon. Now a 7-point lead, biggest lead of the night here for Southwestern. 25-18, 120 to go here before the break. Federley straight away. Looking to drive in the lane and fouled as she makes her way into the lane.
A little bit of a gap that time to get through there. Good job. So, you know, it's her game. Get to the free throw line and not, you know.
Only these 16 fouls, so no shots yet.
That's not two shots. That wasn't a shoot.
I thought it was before the shot. Federley looking inbound. Floats it in. Now back to Federley. Quick three from the corner. Too long. Rebounded by Hallie Renfro. Back to Federley. Over to Beach. Back to Brooks. Brooks hands back to Renfro. Over to Beach. 54 seconds to go in the half. Hallie Renfro going to drive. Leaves it off for Federley. Fakes a three. Looking to drive. Draws the contact. Missed the short jumper. Rebounded by Southwestern coming the other way with 40 seconds to go on the clock. Sharon with it out front. Looks like Southwestern maybe going to take the final shot here, nursing this 7-point lead. Just dribbling the ball out near the timeline, 23 seconds. Now they look to the bench. Need to get more organized with 15 seconds to go. Gonna drive left side, spinning back in the lane, forces a tough shot up, near lane, banks it in. 6 seconds to go, gotta hurry. 3 seconds. Federley gonna let it go from the 3-point line is partially blocked. And Southwestern will take a 9-point lead in the break after really dominating the second quarter, and they lead it here 27-18. You're listening to Lady Titan Basketball here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.